Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 24th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry works in Justice and Peace Ministry in the Archdiocese of St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching today is entitled, The Diversity of Disciples.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12, and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out. Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chusa. Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord. When I first became a missionary in Latin America, I soon realized how dramatically different scriptures sounded to me. In part, it was simply hearing the Bible in Spanish, you could say. I think translations always heighten one's awareness of how something is said in another language. I like languages. I don't know if you've noticed this, but you almost become a different person in a different culture when you switch languages. But so much is truly lost, it seems, in translations. But apart from the language, Spanish, it was also, for me, the context in which I was hearing the Bible readings, perhaps for the first time, hearing them in a poor village church, in a small basic Christian community, in a war-torn country. Imagine a white boy like me, male from America, who is an ordained Catholic priest in the Dominican Order. So here you are, this background that you have, like I had, reading and interpreting scripture from my particular perspective. It doesn't mean, of course, what I'm saying, that the Bible is different or the text has, you know, changed by translation or different places. But I think it's really a lot more that our interpretation of the Bible is uniquely guided by our personal identities, our histories, our social context, the time and place in which we live, even now. Some people say, when they were very sick, the scripture changed its understanding for them and Jesus as Savior and healer. Whereas before, when they were healthy, they didn't see it that way. Well, anyway, today's readings from Luke's Gospel reminded me of this as I saw the names of Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Susanna, as well as the many other unnamed women included among Jesus' disciples. I think we easily forget that there were women among the disciples. Especially many of us boys usually think of the 12 men or of St. Paul and his mostly male cohorts. Jesus is obviously doing something new. New wine, new wineskins. In first century Palestine, women in Judaism were not considered eligible students or disciples of rabbis like Jesus. That is the wonder of even Martha and Mary and so many other women in the New Testament that Jesus befriends and reaches out and includes. So imagine how all of these women disciples understood Jesus' teaching and his inclusion of them as equals. In that time, I once read Elizabeth Schussler Fiorenza's book, Wisdom Ways, Introducing Feminist Biblical Interpretation. And it certainly changed my view of Jesus and the women that he included in his ministry and discipleship. So you men listeners out there, try reading the Bible from a woman's perspective and notice the differences. Of course, you know, the same could be said for all kinds of understandings, like Howard Thurman's Jesus and the Disinherited, another great book, in which he correctly notes how Jesus and his 12 were mostly poor. He preaches among and for the poor. Jesus's life and ministry is understood uniquely different if you are disenfranchised, with your back against the wall, and if you are an African American from slavery, as he is. Well, whether one is a Latin American basic community, Latin American basic Christian community, you know, or reading the Bible from a feminist perspective, or a disenfranchised community of former slaves, whatever the context, we cannot help but marvel at the great diversity of Jesus' disciples. We cannot but notice his treatment of all God's children as equals, male or female, Jew or Greek, slave or freed. His inclusivity welcomes more than just 12 male apostles. So today is a good time to celebrate each gender, race, class, and culture represented in the great diversity of Jesus' disciples that we ourselves are. And to think twice about how and why you read the Bible from your own perspective.